We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 8:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, November 22nd. If you're flying for Thanksgiving this year, Kansas State University's Kristen Malik says to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours in advance to ensure you catch your flight. Those looking for less hectic travel days should consider flying tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. That's one of the least traveled days of flying all year.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday are kind of the worst days to travel. But flying out on Thanksgiving itself, unanimously not even in the top 100 most traveled days, which is kind of interesting. It's more around like 120, 125.
And remember, anything larger than a cell phone will need to be screened by the Transportation Security Administration. Let's take a look at that weather forecast here on the day before Thanksgiving. Meteorologist Dan Holliday will fill us in. Dan?
Well, good morning. We have high clouds across Wichita to start today, and with a clearing sky, sunny, cool this afternoon, our high 48 with a light southwest wind. We'll be clear, not as cold overnight. Our temperature falls near freezing into the low 30s and warming on Thanksgiving to 70. Friday, windy and 72. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, mostly cloudy and 24 degrees. The Wichita Police Department, partnering with the Union Rescue Mission, delivering Thanksgiving food boxes to more than 100 families yesterday. The officers nominated families they've come in contact with on the job, many going through various types of hardships. Officer Danielle Watson tells KSN News he met with the Carter family a year ago after a violent crime in the area.
What's funny about this situation, they didn't know I was coming this morning, yet they already had a thank you card for me. Just from other things that I've done for them, and this right here means the world. It means I'm making a difference, and that's all I want to do.
This is the 14th year that police officers and men from the Union Rescue Mission have delivered those Thanksgiving food boxes. President Trump continues a Thanksgiving tradition at the White House.
A presidential pardon for drumstick. In the annual tradition, just before the Thanksgiving holiday, President Trump pardoned a 36-pound gobbler named Drumstick. The featherful blue-headed bird was donated by a 4-H group from the great state of Minnesota. His counterpart, Wishbone, didn't get the pardon, but he did get a chance to tour the White House press briefing room. It was quite a sight. And in case you're wondering, no, Wishbone won't end up on anyone's dinner table this year either. Happy Thanksgiving. At the White House, Kevin Cork, Fox News.
It is 8:36 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. Well, that's why it's called The Blur. And entertainment news today, we talk about the passing of a former teen idol.
That's right. David Cassidy, singer and actor, has died. He was a superstar in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Made famous for his role as Keith on The Partridge Family. The show was about a mother, played by actor Shirley Jones, and her five children, who toured in a rock band.
If man were supposed to sing in high places, he would have been born a soprano.
I didn't know better. I'd say that you're afraid of heights.
I am not afraid of heights.
I know better. You wouldn't ride the roller coaster with me.
That's kid stuff.
But you rode the merry-go-round and got sick.
I did not. I was thinking. I always think by putting my head between my knees.
David Cassidy, 67, he'd been suffering from dementia for several years. He recently went into organ failure and had been in intensive care for a while at a Fort Lauderdale hospital at the time of his death. Singer and actor David Cassidy passing away at the age of 67.
Of course, you just think of a guy back in the 70s that had the feathered hair and a million-dollar smile and seemed to have it all going his way. And he did.
He did.
Also endured some struggles in life later on.
But he did. We've got a continuation of a story here. Remember back when HBO got hacked? Some of the show's endings got leaked and that sort of thing. We've got a suspect who's been charged.
An Iranian national accused of penetrating HBO and dumping material from some of its most popular shows online. U.S. prosecutors unveiling a 7-count indictment against Behad Mesri, who also goes by the name Scott Vashat, for stealing scripts and plot summaries for Game of Thrones, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and other programs, and trying to extort $6 million in Bitcoin out of the cable network. Mesri, who remains at large, is a self-professed expert in hacking, who allegedly helped an Iranian group to face hundreds of websites in the U.S. and elsewhere. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Dozens of stolen items that once belonged to John Lennon have turned up in Germany. Here's Fox's Jill Nato. It'll be just like
starting over. The handwritten score for John Lennon's Just Like Starting Over, as well as diaries, his round glasses, and much more found in storage for a German auction house. The items stolen from the New York home of Lennon's widow Yoko Ono back in 2006. A bankruptcy administrator for that auction house found the things and called police. A former driver for Ono is one of the suspects. The other is a German businessman whose home was raided this week, where they found more items. One of the diaries recovered is from 1980 and contains an entry Lennon made just hours before he was shot to death. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Now, Ted.
Yes?
You are a big fan of The Joker's Wild.
Back in the day, yes.
Well, of course, now it's been
I have not seen the new incarnation.
It's been revived as Snoop Dogg presents The Joker's Wild on TBS. One of the categories has contestants trying to guess what fairy tale Snoop has snoopified.
I'm chilling out, minding my business, sitting on the whoop-de-whoop-whoop. I don't know if it was the wind or what. Knocked me off. Now I'm laying sunny side up. And the cat in charge and all his people didn't think surgery was an option.
What do you think, Ted? What fairy tale did he just snoopify?
See, my first thought was Little Miss Muffet, but I don't think I'm right.
No, that's not correct.
But I think it applies.
It would apply. It was Humpty Dumpty.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. It's the tale of Humpty Dumpty. Is what was snoopified there.
Oh, boy.
Snoop Dogg presents.
Jack Barry is rolling over in his grave.
It's great. We have a new champion on Dancing with the Stars. Here was the announcement last night. Tom Bergeron.
Mark. Jordan and Lindsay. Lindsay and Mark. The winners and new champions of Dancing with the Stars are...
Somebody named Lindsay.
Jordan and Lindsay!
I knew it! It was somebody named Lindsay!
Yes, it was. It was somebody named Lindsay. It was Jordan Fisher, Lindsay Arnold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to know who these people are?
Jordan Fisher, I think he's like a Hamilton something or other.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
I did know the other Lindsay on the other side of that was Lindsay Sterling.
Lindsay Buckingham? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Lindsay Sterling.
Yeah, well, she's a
Who's
YouTube
that?
Celebrity.
Okay. Well, boy.
She's a violinist.
I'm so far out of the loop on all this.
Exactly.
Gosh.
And finally, Ted.
Yes?
An interesting fact about today. Today is the birthday of two of Marvel's Avengers.
Okay.
Yes, it's the birthday of two of the Marvel Avengers.
So Fury isn't after the monster.
Not that he's told me.
Then he tells you everything.
Talk to Fury. He needs you on this.
He needs me in a cage?
No one's gonna put you in...
Stop lying to me! I'm sorry. That was mean. I just wanted to see what you do. Why don't we do this the easy way, where you don't use that in the... Other guy doesn't make a mess.
That, of course, was Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk. And
Hulk?
Yes. The Hulk, actor Mark Ruffalo, turns 50 years old today. And the other person in that scene, Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff, played by Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson celebrates her 33rd birthday
Scar
today.
Scar Jo and Mark Ruffalo
That's
share a
right.
birthday.
They share a birthday.
Just like me and Regis.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And that's all we have for The Blur today. Of course, The Blur on KNSS on Steve and Ted is brought to you every day by...
Well, our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby.
That's right.
You want a tasty pizza? You just drive on down to K-15 to 208 South Baltimore. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and they have lunch specials, too, from 11 to 3. How about that? It's a great place to have a tasty pizza pie. Pizza John's in Derby! It's 8:43 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Deconstructing Squanto. That discussion coming up with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.